If you have your Bible, turn to 2 John this evening. 2 John for just a little bit. 2 John chapter 1. The Bible says, to the elder and to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after His commandments. This is the commandment that as we have heard from the beginning, we should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. He said, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. As we've been looking at this, we've been looking at the book of John, and a Wednesday night we preached on the power to believe. And the power that we have to believe is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He gives us that power. He hands it down to us through the death, burial, and the resurrection. Amen. Because He is true. Amen. The Lord Jesus is true. He's the truth. He's absolute truth. Absolutely. Amen. I believe it. If I didn't believe it, amen, it don't matter. He's still true. It doesn't change Him. Whether we believe or not, it doesn't change God, not one whit. But praise God, I'm glad that God loves us and He helps us and He gives us His precious Word that we can take it and be drawn closer than we've ever been in these last days. We need to be drawn closer. I can't emphasize that. Closer and closer to the Lord, because the world is trying to infiltrate us. The world's trying to put wedges and push us away from God. The devil, hey listen, the devil will never draw you closer. Amen. The devil's going to constantly try to push us away from God and get us away from that place where we get help. But praise God, there's a good God of glory that's wanting us to draw close. He's wanting to draw nigh to us. And He said if we'll draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to us, even in the last days that we live. And these times of controversy, times of hardship, praise God. And little John's telling us this. It says the elder to the elect lady. Now we know the elder is John. Amen. Probably John and the elect ladies he's speaking to, amen, this lady. Some say, well, it's just a lady. Some say it's a church that he's talking to and the children, the people that's in that church. But either way, amen, it still has the same meaning. And we see as he's speaking here that the emphasis, if you'll notice in John's writing here and in any of John's writing, the emphasis is always on the truth. You notice that? All the emphasis is on the truth. He's trying to point us always and constantly to the truth. Because the Bible teaches that the truth will set you free. Amen? And if you're free in the Lord, praise God, you're free indeed. All that stuff that would bind us down and hinder us and hurt us, praise God, we can put on the back burner and realize, say, you know what? I know that Lord Jesus Christ is truth, absolutely. He wants to help me. He wants to deliver me. He wants to encourage me. And I'm just going with God. Because we have a promise tonight in the Lord. Amen? And that's a marvelous thing. And John is emphasizing the truth in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, because the truth, because you have the truth in love, praise God, he said, we rejoice together. Amen. That's how we rejoice tonight in the Lord, praise God, because we know the truth. Amen. That's what we get excited about is about the truth. When we sing these songs of praise, praise God, it's about the truth. That's why when we sing about this blessed old book, praise God, it stirs in our soul because it's the truth. Amen. And it encourages our heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said, I rejoice greatly in verse 4 that I found of thy children walking, what? In truth. So he's emphasizing the truth, and he says, it's a wonderful thing that I found your children walking in the truth. Now, what is the truth? The truth is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's a marvelous thing that I found your children, praise God, walking in the Lord. There's no better place to walk tonight than in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hey, there's no better place to walk than in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, you know what? The emphasis is on the truth. He said, we're rejoicing that you're walking in truth. He said, but I want to tell you, be careful that you don't become, or you don't get deceived in your walk. Amen. In verses 5 and 6, he said, you know what? You're doing good. You love one another. You're doing right. You're doing the way you're supposed to do it. He said, but be careful that deception don't creep in. Amen. So he says, so what he's saying here, he said, I want you to have a little bit of spiritual discernment. And I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on spiritual discernment. We need to have a little bit of spiritual discernment. Amen. When the world comes along and says things as this and things as that, it's right or wrong according to what God says. It doesn't matter what men say today, it matters what people say, but what God says matters. Amen. God, hey, listen, the Word of God will stand when all else falls apart. And it doesn't matter what we think, but it's what God says that makes the difference. Amen. We're living in a world today where people tell us that everything needs to be tolerated. Amen. That's what they're trying to teach our children in schools today, that you need to be tolerant. We need to be tolerant of everything. I want to say that's a lie of the devil, praise God. If it's not the truth, praise God, we ought to say, you know what? That's not the truth. That's a lie, and we won't stand for it. Amen. See, that's where we failed in America, because we quit standing for what was right. Amen. We don't need to be tolerant of these things. That's not right in the eyes of God. If His blessed old King James Bible says it's wrong, says it's sinful, praise God, the Bible said we need to flee from it. Amen. Need to get away from it, because it's not of God. Amen. If it's not of God, who's it of? It's of the devil. Amen. So we see it, a whole lot of this is trying to creep in. And you say, well, preacher, people have a right to their opinion. I will say, no, they don't, if it's contrary to what God says. Amen. I know everybody's got an opinion. Amen. Every one of us has an opinion. But I won't say, praise God, if it's contrary to God, then it's a wrong opinion. Amen. It has to line up with God. It has to line up with God's word. God, and it has to line up with God's word. And if it don't, praise God, it's of the devil. It's not truth. See, we're being deceived in the world that we live in. Amen. And John's telling this dear lady, he said, you need to have some spiritual discernment, amen, and look at these things, judge them by the Word of God. If they don't line up right with God, amen, then they're wrong. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. He said, there's that transgression of the law. Praise the Lord. So we got to be careful how we look at these things. We need to have a little bit of spiritual discernment. We're living in a day and time that we don't say no no more. Huh? We're living a time when things come up, and we just say, hey, wait a minute. No, we're not going there. We're not doing it. We're not accepting that, but we don't do that no more. We say, well, okay, you know, we're going to be tolerant. We're going to be respectful of your rights. Well, I want to ask you a question. What about my rights? What about our rights? Amen. See, they want us to be tolerant of them, but they don't want us to be, they don't want to be tolerant of us. They want us to compromise with the devil, and we ain't no room for compromise. Amen. Amen. We've got to stand fast. John said, listen, said you need to stand fast. These deceivers coming in that's trying to destroy the United States of America. But I will say, praise God, they're wanting to bring it right to your house and destroy your home. We need to be very vigilant. We need to be careful. Because the devil is a roaring lion, is walking about seeking whom he may devour. The Bible says he's out to devour whole homes. He's out to devour whole families. He's out to destroy whole lives. And we can't allow him to do it. We have to get back to the point that we say, you know what? No, we will not compromise. We will not accept that. Amen. Praise the Lord. What does that take? What does it take to do that? A little bit of spiritual discernment. Amen. Say, well, you know what? What does God say about that? That's why I tell everybody anymore. They say, well, preacher, what do you think about this? I say, well, let's look and see what God says about it. It don't matter what Pastor Jeff says about it, praise God. What does God say about it? What does God think about it? What does God allow in that? Amen? That's spiritual discernment. That's looking, seeing what God, what, amen. You know, God is concerned for you. And we are to be concerned about the things of God. I tell you what's happened in most of the places today. We've lost our concern. We're not concerned for ourselves. We're not, and if we're not concerned for ourselves, then we're not going to be concerned about people around us. And that's why America is headed to hell in a handbasket, if you will. We're going down the wrong road just as fast as we can go because we have no spiritual discernment. Because we don't look at the Word of God and say, you know what, Brother Jeff, what they're doing over there is wrong according to God, and we won't be partakers of it. We won't okay it. We won't say, yes, it's all right, because we ought to stand up and say, no, it's wrong. Amen. 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 Praise God. How do we get in the place we are? Because we've compromised. We've compromised. We've been playing games, and we've been doing this and doing that. And see, the devil, oh, he's good at that. He gets us thinking, playing games, and pitting one against another till he gets us distracted from the main purpose. And that's the truth, praise God, of a true and living God. And John's a warning this dear lady here. He said, you know what? He said, praise God, I'm glad you've got the truth. You're building upon the truth. You're living the truth. You're walking the truth. Your children are there. And glory to God, they're in truth too. They're looking at truth. But he said, be careful, amen. Have some spiritual discernment because deceivers will come. Amen. He said, they'll come. They'll come in and they'll try to destroy and tear down. But he said, praise be to God, he's a good God. Amen. You say, but where do we get up this spiritual discernment? We get it from the Lord. The Bible teaches us in many, many places to have this discernment. Amen? Because there's so many different things that comes up that we got to be vigilant of. Amen? Number one is ungodly persuasion. Amen? Look at Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Verses 6, the Bible says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Did you get that? Called you into another gospel. Is there another gospel? The answer is no. He said, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. You know those folks that says, you know what? There's more than one way to get there. You know, we know who Jesus is, but there's more than one way to get to heaven. I want to say there's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Through repenting of our sins. Amen. Accepting Him of His death, burial, and His resurrection, and that He got up for me and you so that we can move up in the newness of life. Amen. That's the truth tonight, praise God. And the truth will make you free. When you're free, you'll be free indeed. Amen. He said, which is not another, but there is some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Amen. I mean, hey, listen, I don't know about you. That means if something's accursed, then that's something I ain't going to fool with. Amen. See, I don't dabble around in witchcraft. I don't read witchcraft books because, hey man, that's an accursed thing. It's wickedness. It's not of truth. It's of the devil. Amen. So I don't partake of it. He said, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Now, the Holy Ghost, God don't say that twice for no reason. Amen. He said, it's important. He said, amen. He said, put it away. Get rid of it. Amen. Count it as a cursed thing, praise God, if it's any other gospel than the Lord Jesus Christ. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we can't make up our own doctrine. Amen. We have a doctrine. It's the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ, death, burial, and His resurrection. Amen. And that's what we have to build upon for strength today. Bless His holy name. He said, For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? Now that's a question he's asking here. He said, for if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Amen. So he said there's some ungodly persuasion, some ungodly persuaders, and he said we need to flee from them. And we need to stick with the truth. There's so many smoke and mirrors that the devil has to try to get us to get our attention and draw us away from the truth. Amen. So if the truth, praise God, of God will be embedded in our hearts, amen, so we can draw, to build upon that firm foundation, glory be God. And but the whole devil, old devil's a deceiver, and he's having everybody build it upon these shifting sands and chasing all these things that we see in the world, all the gizmos and the gadgets and the games and the gimmicks that the devil has. And he says, you know what? I'm going to deceive men, and I'm going to let carry them right off into hell. Amen. That's what he does. But John says, don't be deceived. Amen. He said, have some spiritual discernment. Because he said, there's ungodly persuaders that's a come along. And he said, ungodly persuaders, when they come along, they'll bring their ungodly doctrine with them. Amen. Now, I know a lot of people, preachers, Brother David, they'll tell you as a young preacher, they'll say, Brother David, now don't you preach no doctrine. Just preach Jesus. Don't be preaching doctrine. Well, I will say, pray, a doctrine is teaching and instruction about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There is no other thing to teach. Doctrine is teaching and instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ. But hey, besides that, there's nothing to teach at the house of God. That's altogether sufficient to meet every need. Amen. Did you hear that? To meet your spiritual need, your soul satisfied, to give you happiness and peace and joy, amen, all the days of your life, and get you out of here, praise God, and deliver you into portals of glory. Amen. I don't get no better than that. But he said there's some doctrines. Philippians chapter 3. He said there's some old ungodly doctrines that they're trying to bring in. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 1. The Bible says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. I like that. He says, finally, my brethren, he said, in conclusion, he said, rejoice in the Lord. So what he's saying is keep the Lord in focus. Amen. Don't ever lose focus of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is truth. Praise God, that'll satisfy. He said, to write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Amen. He said, it's a sure thing. He said, what I'm telling you, something that you can count on, amen, something you build your life upon, something you build your family upon, something you build your church upon, and it'll stand the test of time. Amen. He said, it's absolute surety. Praise God. He says, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concession. Amen. He said, beware of that evil that wants to come in, that evil, that concision, that wants to cut and to divide. Amen. Even the Word of God. You know what they want to do? They want to chop it up. They want to take a little portion here and a little portion there and say, well, this is what we're going to go with, but this over here, we just don't believe that, even though God said it. I will say God said it, and I believe it, praise God, and it all fits together, and if you don't put it together, all you got is a gom. Amen. You say, what's a gom, preacher? That's a great big mess. And that's what a whole lot of the world has tonight, just a great big mess. Amen. Pray, go out. Go. They cut it up. They mutilate. They make it worthless. Amen. If you destroy the truth, what do you have? You say, well, preacher, you know, a half-truth is better than no truth at all. I want to say a half-truth, praise God, is a lie. And all lies are of the devil. Amen. I don't know about you. I'd rather some old spit and slobbering preacher stand and tell me the truth, praise God, than to pet me and pamper me and tell me a lie. Amen. Hey, if he tells me a truth, I can fix it. Amen. If he shows me in a book, I can accept it. Amen. But praise God, when he pets me and pampers me to make me feel good about myself, amen, it's worthless. It's no good. It's not of a benefit to anybody. Amen. But he said, beware of the dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the dissension that makes the Word of God worthless. So if we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence, watch this, in the flesh. Amen. How do you know you're saved? Praise God, because I know this old flesh is wicked. It needs it. I got to mortify it. I got to put it to death on a continual basis. Amen. I got to ask God to put it under the blood. My old sinfulness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Got to be careful of that ungodly doctrine. Those that cut it up, chop it up, and say, well, that's all right. You know, just take what parts you like. I've heard preachers say that. Well, just take the parts you like and let God use that to build your life. While you're living in sin and wickedness and drunkenness and idolatry and fornication and alcoholism. And let God just build your life. Amen. And you're lost. God can't build a lost person's life. Only way He can build a life, praise God, is an old sinner saved by grace, set on the foundation. Because God won't build on any other foundation. Right. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. Does that make any sense? Amen. Or have I lost my mind? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, there's a foundation that's sure. And God won't build on any other foundation. All other foundations are sinking sand. Amen. You build on that, praise God, you and your house will go down. But if we build upon that sure foundation, that sure word, that true word, praise God, it makes all the difference. Amen. It gives us that place that's firm and we can build upon, praise God, and it'll stand even the test of time. Amen. Praise the Lord, it's sure and steadfast. That's why we got these good, dear old saints of God like Miss Ruby and some of these other, Miss Eve and them, that's been in this thing for a long time, praise God, and Miss Helen, they keep coming back. Amen. Why? Because there's a foundation, praise God, that's sure and steadfast. Amen. It's stable. And praise God, we need stability, praise the Lord. If there's anywhere we need stability, it's down at the house of God. We need some stability. Because God gave us a commandment. I preached to you Wednesday night, praise God, that we love one another. So that's truth. God says God's people are supposed to love one another. And the only way we can love one another is if we're built on a firm foundation. Amen. It's like building a block house. You pour the foundation, praise God, and them blocks go right close together with just a little mud joint between them. Amen. And one mud joint, one block don't rebel against another block. Praise God, they just take that mud upon them, glory to God, and they put them together. That stuff sets, and praise God, there they are. Amen. That's the way a child of God ought to be. Praise God. We ought to be like a block, blocks on a solid foundation, praise, glued together, amen, and nothing to tear us apart. No place for murmuring or complaining. Praise God, just rejoicing in the Lord. Because you're on the foundation. Praise God. See, I think what happens to us, we get away from the truth and we forget that we're on the foundation. Amen. If we remember that we're on the foundation, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, they ain't nothing but rejoicing ahead. Amen. He said they was some ungodly doctrine that came about. He said, you got to be careful. Spiritual discernment about this ungodly doctrine. Amen. But he said also there's some ungodly proclamations being gone about out there. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1. He said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. You know what that tells me tonight? There's a lot of false prophets everywhere. That they're everywhere in the world. And they're preaching other things than the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, these crazy things out here in the world. But he said, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. He said, this is how you know the Spirit of God. He said, this is good, godly, spiritual discernment. Amen. Are you listening? He said, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Amen. He's manifest in the flesh and He dwelled among men. You believe that tonight? Glory be to God. Because it's real. Amen. Praise the Lord. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that if it should come, and even now already is in the world. You say, well, preacher, Antichrist ain't come yet. Hey, there's a spirit of Antichrist all around us. Amen. Open your eyes and listen. Anybody that doesn't want the truth, hello? Any one of us that don't want the truth, that's a spirit of Antichrist. Amen. Because you're trying to push Christ out. But we ought to desire the Word of God. We ought to desire the true Word. The Word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Said, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them through these Antichrists. Because you're a true believer. Amen. Glory be to God. Not caught up in their deception, not caught up in their lies. He said, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. There's a force inside, praise God, to be reckoned with. And when we stand, praise God, he said, having done all, just stand. Praise the Lord. He goes on and he said, ye are of the world. Therefore speak that, or say they are of the world, and therefore they speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. You say, well, preacher, how come so many people are being deceived by this? Because they're listening. Amen. Are you hearing me? That's because they're listening to this wickedness that's out here in the world. Deception. The people talking about all these other ways when there's only one. Amen. Praise God. It's so simple that even a little child can say, that Ian can understand, praise God, that you get to heaven by believing and accepting and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, that He died on Calvary, went to the tomb, got up, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. Amen. Got a question yesterday. The lady said to her little boy was terrified. Woke him up screaming in the night. Said, Mama, I don't want to. He said, I'm afraid. She said, well, son, said, what are you afraid of? He said, I'm afraid of dying. She said, well, son, said, you don't have to worry. I said, you're just a young man. Don't worry about dying. He said, Mama, will my eyes be closed? Will they be closed in death? Will I not be able to see you no more, Mama? Will not be able to see Daddy no more, Mama. Said he was wondering. I said, well, what'd you tell him? I said, well, listen, you don't have to worry about death. Said, if you died, you'll go to be with Jesus. I said, glory be to God. Hey, listen, he's not reached the age of accountability yet. He's probably getting there because God's dealing with his heart. And God said, you know what? I'll save him, praise God, by my marvelous grace. And if you die, glory be to God, you'll just leave here and graduate to glory. Amen. You say, well, he said, well, Mama, will they put me in the ground and leave? I'll have to lay in the ground. He said, no, don't worry about it. I said, just tell him, praise God, to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. Your spirit, that part that lives and breathes and has it been, makes you who you are. When you die, it leaves your body. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. How do you know that? Because Bible in truth tells me that Jesus conquered death and the grave. Amen. We don't have to, if we're born again, we love you, God, we're seeking, living in the truth, praise God. We don't have to worry about the grave. We don't have to worry about death. We're alive, we're alive, we're alive forevermore. Amen. Glory be to God, somebody ought to take them a spell. If I had two good knees, I would. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, I'm not worried about dying, praise God. I'm worried about living for Jesus. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve. Amen. But He says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. And he that is not of God heareth not us. Listen to this. He said, hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. He said, Brother Andrew, he said, this is where the spiritual discernment comes in. Amen. Because we know the truth. What is the truth? The truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because I know who Jesus is, because I know Him personally, because He's my Savior, praise God, I know Him. And I can discern between Him, which is, hey, he's a real, he's alive, he's a real person. And I can discern between a real person who loves me and cares for me and wants to take care of me. And error, which is just a lie of the devil that wants to destroy and tear up and tear down and cause death and destruction. Amen. Praise God. He said, this is spiritual discernment. This is where the discernment comes in. Praise God. Amen. Against all the ungodly persuasions, all the ungodly doctrine, against all the ungodly proclamations. It's a proclamation. Lord Jesus Christ said, Jesus Christ is real. And He's alive. Praise God. But see, we're living in a day and hour when we don't want no spiritual discernment. We don't want nobody to tell us, you know, things that we're doing is wrong according to God. Amen. Well, preacher, just don't tell me I'm doing wrong. If I don't tell you how you're doing wrong, God don't tell you you're doing, how you going to know to do right? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm okay. Well, see, that's where we messed up. Years ago, we got that, Brother Rex, we got that mentality, you know, I'm the okay, you're okay mentality. Huh? I'm okay, you're okay. But I want to say tonight, in authority of God, I'm not okay, and you're not okay. Amen. We both need help that we can count on. Amen. But did you hear what I said? We both need help that we can count on, because I'm not okay, you're not okay. We need help. And boy, when we begin to realize that, I'm talking about spiritual discernment in our own lives. When God reaches down and says, you know what? He said, do you love me like I love you? And you can put your head bowed, lift up your head, say, glory to God, I love you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for what you did on me and for me on Calvary. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, we know whether we have spiritual discernment or not. He says it goes back to having that love of God in our heart. In John chapter 4, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 11, he said, beloved, now he's talking to born-again believers. He said, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Why is it so hard for us to love one another? Let me just go deeper into that. Get down right where we're... Why is it hard for us to like each other? Huh? A lot of times we don't love each other. We don't even like each other. Something's missing. Something's missing. If God loves us, praise God, then we ought to be able to love each other if we love Him. He said, no man hath seen God at any time. And if we love one another, God dwelleth in us and His love is perfected in us. His love comes out, praise God, through love. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He hath given us, watch this, of His Spirit. That's that spiritual discernment. Where I'm going to check up, Brother Andrew, and say, well, you know what? If I got an ought in my heart against Brother Andrew Taylor, if I do, praise God, I'm going to say, oh, God, help me. Amen. Help me, praise God. Help me, guide me, lead me. Give me spiritual discernment. Show me, God, what I need to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said, we have seen and do testify that the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of just a few. What? No, I had my glasses. A Savior of the world. Amen. That means He didn't call nobody out. Amen. Truth tells us, praise God. Spiritual discernment shows us, praise God, that we ought to love everybody. Amen. Love each and every one. He said, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. You say, well, preacher, I believe that. I want to say you can't lightly say tonight that Jesus Christ is the Son of God unless you believe it in your heart. Amen? You can't lightly say it. You can't lightly... Amen, what are you saying? I mean, you might say it right here, you might tell me, but you won't go out in the world and profess it all over this world, praise God, to a lost and dying world unless you believe it in your heart. Amen? But if you believe it in your heart, praise God, you can carry it out the side of the doors of this church, praise God, and it's real. It'll affect people. Praise His holy name. He said, we have known and believed the love that God hath for to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen? Praise God. That's where the spiritual discernment, praise God, it helps us to realize and recognize the love of God. And if we don't have that love of God, amen, to somebody, some person, say, praise God, we ought to say, God, help us. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, it means you just got to accept everything. I didn't say we had to accept sin. Didn't say we had to accept sin. I said, praise God, we need to love so that they can, so folks can see Christ in us, praise God, so that they can move out of their sinfulness. Amen. By standing upon the truth and saying, you know what? That's wrong. Amen. So the reason I'm telling you is because I love you. It's wrong in the eyes of a holy God. So that they can turn from their wicked ways and turn to His holy ways. Bless His holy name. He said, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so are we. In this world, praise God. He said, as He is, He said, we can come with boldness. They judge, because as He is, He said, we can be like Him. Amen? Because He's already made the way. And then He says this in verse 18. He says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he hath loved not his brother whom he hath seen. How can he love God whom he hath seen? And this commandment have we from Him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Amen. Little John says, you know what? He said, this spiritual discernment, praise God, it helps us, amen. It brings us full circle and brings us to loving one another as God loved us, amen. Praise the Lord. It's having an emphasis on the truth. An emphasis on the truth. And that truth is love. That Jesus loved us enough that He gave Himself upon the cross of Calvary. That He died and He shed His blood for old sinners like us. So that we can get in, praise God, have spiritual discernment to look and desire the truth. I don't know about you tonight. I don't want somebody to tell me some fairy tale. I want somebody to tell me what thus says the Word of God out of that blessed old King James Bible. Amen. I don't want God to show me something out of some old false something or another. I want God to show me out of His precious Word, His holy right. I want Him to give me His words. That'll help my heart because I'm on a journey. Listen, we're on a journey and we need spiritual discernment on this journey to help us to do right so that we can finish well the course that we're on. Amen? Praise the Lord. We need that spiritual discernment tonight. Amen? Praise be to God. John tells us we can have it. Paul tells us we have it. He said that spiritual discernment, praise God, to look and see the truth of a holy God. Bless His holy name. Stand with me. Our Heavenly Father, God, Lord, tonight, we love You. God, we thank You for Your goodness.